The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
About 24 students at Christiansburg High School were suspended for wearing images of the Confederate flag on school grounds. For more on that story, we turn to Katie Johnston Hertz with the Virginia Public Access Project.
According to a Roanoke Times story by Robbie Korth, the students were suspended for violating the dress code when they decided to wear clothes with Confederate emblems to school. The Montgomery County High School has had a long-standing dress code policy banning images that are deemed offensive to people of any race, religion, ethnic group, or sexual orientation, and this includes the Confederate flag.
Now, one of those students told ABC 13 Television in Lynchburg that the suspensions did not come as a surprise.
We all knew that we would probably get in trouble. We knew that they weren't just going to not do anything about it.
Katie, the students say they have a First Amendment right to honor their heritage by displaying the Confederate flag, and they say they thought it was important to exercise that right.
But a spokeswoman for the school said that while officials do value students' First Amendment rights, they must also maintain an orderly and a safe environment for all students.
Let's point out there's been no violence, no trouble of that kind in connection with the current circumstances at Christiansburg High School, but school officials say the flag has been part of problems in the past.
During the 2001-2002 school year, there were multiple racially charged fights that broke out at the school, and during some of them, the Confederate flag was used to intimidate minority students.
Some of the students say they'll continue to wear the flag to school. The response from administrators is there'll be more suspensions if they do. In our next story, in most states, people are not allowed to register to vote until they're old enough to vote, 18. But Katie, a Virginia congressman, thinks young people should be allowed to pre-register at 16.
Wrote a story in the Washington Post about a bill introduced by Virginia Congressman Don Beyer that would allow 16-year-olds nationwide to pre-register to vote. The bill is backed by good government groups, and Beyer believes that it's nonpartisan. But it also does mirror a national effort by Democrats to expand the electorate in the face of more stringent voting rules. Young voters tend to favor Democrats, but they also tend to vote less reliably than older generations.
Beyer's bill would make the rules the same in every state. Right now, though, there are places where pre-registration is available already.
And teenagers can currently pre-register to vote before their 18th birthday in 20 states and in Washington, D.C. And in Virginia, which is a battleground state for both parties in next year's presidential election, you must be 18 years old on or before the date of the next general election to register.
Beyer's bill has 12 co-sponsors, all of them Democrats. Katie Johnston Hertz is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can learn more about today's featured stories and see their entire daily compilation of newspaper reports from around the state at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.